T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Dub Nation, it's Draymond Green. Tip-off is coming later today with the great Tim Roy. And then tune in to the Morning Roast tomorrow morning for the best Warriors coverage.
All right, if you're looking for the best Giants talk out there, opening day is what, Thursday, right? Just coming up. Oh, baseball.
We are excited.
Baseball. I am excited about the Giants. Is Soler going to bat second? Right behind Jung-Hoo Lee?
Well, the new thing now, Larry Walker kind of set this up, but like batting second, your best player. Just so they get up into the lineup more often. Like if you can get one extra bat, think about it. Like your average game, you get 3.5 at-bats.
Yeah.
If I can get four
right.
or 4.5, like well, I'm increasing the odds that guy's going to get up.
I'm looking at it like this. Jung-Hoo Lee gets on base, right, with his instincts on the base path, some of his speed.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Jorge Soler in the two-hole is seeing nothing but fastballs.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to crush fastballs, folks. That's what he does. Now, who do you bat behind Soler? Who do you bat? Maybe you go Chapman. I don't know. But I'm starting to think about the lineups, man. I'm starting to get excited here. I'm telling you, the Giants are in a good spot. If they're in it at the deadline, you're getting Robbie Ray back at some point. I don't think people realize how good Robbie Ray is.
No, I agree with you. They don't know.
They don't know how good Robbie Ray is.
You're right.
And if he's on, he's on. And then you add him with Blake Snell and Logan Webb and Kyle Harrison. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. All you got to do is somebody out there will be available. You know what? Brian Cashman last weekend came out and said that, yeah, we expect Juan Soto to become a free agent.
Yeah, they've anticipated it.
So if he becomes a free agent, okay, we're going to play this exercise again. I'm going to say it right now. Go all in on Juan Soto. Now you add Juan Soto to Jung-Hoo Lee and Matt Chapman, and we see if these guys out there. And I'm going to put it out there right now. If he enters free agency,
I like that.
Grab that guy for the pinstripes. Now he does love New York City. I get it. But hey, Juan, come back
he
to the West Coast, baby.
Million.
Hey,
or
we
more.
Got 500 million.
No, you're about to drop 700 mil on Shohei, but like Bonte, it's 2 days before opening day, and you're already giving me free agent anxiety.
But here's the thing.
No, I'm just
putting what
it
he's
out
saying
there.
Is like
I know, but still,
you're prepared.
But,
yeah, and also like when you look at this situation, if they have a great year, this is the one thing I've heard from a lot of Giants. Well, if everybody has a great year and they all opt out, then we're stuck, holding the basket. It's like no. Hold up. If everyone has a great year, just hypothetically, and they all the guys opt out, well, you still have Soler. Number one. Number two. Why wouldn't a Pete Alonso want to come here? If all these other hitters are having monster years, then why wouldn't it be attractive
if they
to
have
Alonso?
Success, if they have success in this system, the players are like, oh, they got something cooking in
exactly.
San Francisco. Why are they always finishing as the bridesmaid? Maybe there's something going on there. And I'm able to take opt-out deals and revitalize myself and rehabilitate myself on the diamond or in the batter's box, wherever it is. So you become more attractive. If you have a good year and guys opt out and you're player friendly. So you're in a good spot right now if you're the Giants. I really do that. I think this is the best spot since they've been in since Farhan Zaidi's taken over as president of baseball operations. I really do. So I'm looking ahead. I'm looking short term, long term. I think they're in a great spot right now. I'm excited about this Giants team. And I think if they do get off to a hot start, look out, man. Look out. All of a sudden, Third King is cracking again. All of a sudden, there's a buzz in the air. All of a sudden, Sam Lubman is out there taking pictures of the trophy every damn day. All of a sudden, you can't get seats in the press box anymore. All of a sudden, the view level seats are $55 a seat. All of a sudden, prices are going up. So, just saying, man. Just saying.
Speaking of just saying, you referenced Brandon Ayuk before the break.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk. Just saying.
What's he just saying on IG?
Money talks. BS walks, but he did it with all emojis.
All emojis.
All emojis. So let me try to read out the emojis.
Modern-day hieroglyphics.
I love that. Wow. Did you come up with that yourself?
That is
no, I saw like this, like the ancient incredible. Egyptians that were built for this. They helped us.
That is incredible.
So Brandon Ayuk, actor John Lynch, he went out there. Let me see, John Lynch. He basically said, we wanted to be part of the night. Do we have the sound of John Lynch? Do we have that? Here it is, John Lynch on Brandon Ayuk Talks.
I was just with Mike Tomlin and at the Michigan Pro Day, and Mike coached me, and so we're very close. And he's like, "Bro, what's going on?" Like, I promise you, we got nothing, and nothing's going on there. We're actively talking with Brandon, trying to figure something out. And I always talk. We have a good history of working with the guys we want to get done to get something done, and it takes two sides. So, can we do that? We'll see. There's a number of different directions, that it could go, but we appreciate the heck out of Brandon and who he is as a player. And we want him to be a part of the Niners. And so we're going to work towards making that a reality.
So that made me feel good, Shasky, hearing John Lynch say that. And they do have a track record of getting these things done.
Yeah.
But as soon as Brandon Ayuk heard that, he went on his IG story and posted a money sign, a talking emoji, a bull, a poop emoji, and a guy walking emoji. So basically, you can figure it out. Money talks, bull bleep walks.
So
that's brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain.
I just think that I am now in real time becoming numb to how business is being conducted for the modern athlete. I'm not going to be triggered by this. It kind of sucks that it's come to this, like it just in general, like where everyone's got to draw a hard line. And I'm not mad at anyone in this scenario. The Niners want to pay him at a certain time and date, a certain amount of money. Ayuk's camp wants to get paid as many guarantees before they step on the field as possible. And there's going to be an impasse or a period of time where it won't happen. And right now, the way people conduct business if you're just watching the landscape, whether it's Deebo Samuel a couple years ago or other situations around the league, this is just kind of where it's trending. This is how guys do it. They do their talking in ways on social media without disrespecting anyone. They make it very vague and they allow you to interpret. I mean, Andre Iguodala for the longest time used to tweet out things that made very little sense to me. And it would like set the internet on fire, right? And like people would be like, what does he mean with this? And like sometimes I don't even know if he knew what it meant.
Everybody became Agent Mueller and Scully
exactly.
from the X-Files.
Exactly.
Oh, Iguodala just want to be here.
So I believe the Niners will take care of Brandon Ayuk until they don't. Like, that's kind of my setting. I'm not mad at Ayuk for going down this rabbit hole, because this is probably what he has to do to create leverage.
This is his one time to possibly cash in.
I'm not mad at anybody.
He may get another opportunity to cash in, but really, he's got to strike it rich here after his initial rookie deal. And when you look around the league and look at all these wide receivers who just got paid and broke off big time, Jerry Jeudy.
Thank you.
Jerry Jeudy.
$40 million guaranteed. I couldn't believe it. And did you hear what happened?
No.
He dropped the pen when they were going to sign the contract.
That's a three.
Come on. Fonte's face lit up like, what happened?
I thought something happened, man. That's a three.
How does Jerry Jeudy, $40 million. He got almost the same amount George Kittle got a couple years ago.
What did Steve Smith think about that deal? Steve Smith, who said, when somebody calls me to ask you about you, I'm going to say, you're an underachieving wide receiver who's worth the mid-round pick.
Ice up, son.
Steve Smith's probably thinking, man, I was in the wrong generation.
If I'm looking at the all badass team, Steve Smith's on that team.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But, in a backroom brawl or whatever you want to call it, walking down an alley, get me Steve Smith on my side.
When you call him a jag, right?
Yeah.
Just another guy. I try to say what's up to Jerry Jeudy. He told me, nah. And he paraphrased it and everything. Do we have that? We got to find that Steve Smith, man. It was hilarious.
But here's the thing with the Ayuk situation, and I'm sure it will trigger certain people of certain backgrounds, perspectives, ages, wherever you're at in life. Like, I don't expect everyone to view things absolutely the same. Right. I'm maturing, and I'm understanding that, like, this is how the young athletes conduct business online and how they create leverage. It's very different than it used to be back in the day. They're not going to be verbal with it. They're going to do a bunch of, mysterious things online. No one's getting hurt. Like, I just throw my hands up and I'm like, wake me up when these guys get paid. But here's what I will
don't,
say.
Don't freak out on social media over emojis. So George Kittle apparently posted something on social media and it's all emojis.
What is it?
Give it stop. Me. Let me see if I can figure this one out.
Stop sign? Stop.
It's got the hands up.
The hand up. Okay.
Stop. I guess pedestrian stop walking. Backpack, money, alien, food, dog. So I don't know how to figure that one out. I'm not even going to try that one.
Someone get Andre 3000 on the phone.
I don't even know what to do with that. I don't even know what
Kittle
to do with that.
Kittle was at the Iowa game yesterday.
Yeah, watching Kate McCarthy.
Oh, was
they almost, they almost
they
lost
almost
yesterday.
Did lose.
Yeah, they were struggling yesterday. I think LSU is winning that bracket.
You think so?
Yeah, he and that crazy-ass coach. What's her name, Kim Mulkey?
Something's about to come down on her.
She Washington Post, baby.
Hey, she got out
Need
in front
you to deliver.
It. Hey, she got out in front of it and said, I dare you guys to come down that road. She goes, you know, a lot of people can't afford the best legal system in America. I can.
Hey,
what a
wild.
Flex that she is out
wild.
Of control. That entire team is out of control.
Have you ever seen the hip-hop lawyer who's out there?
No.
There was like a rabbit hole of the hip-hop lawyer who was representing YG and all those guys that were going down. What was the name of that rap label?
With who, YG?
Not YG. Excuse me, not YG. What the Atlanta-based group where everyone's going down right now. They're all getting indicted.
Slime, yeah, YSL.
What? Thank you. I apologize. YG. YG's
the,
West
not
Coast.
Not the St. Laurent purses, St. Laurent purses, but the YSL, the other one.
Well, there's this over-the-top hip-hop lawyer, and she's her all of the things that are coming out of her particular Instagram and everything are just out of control. Kim reminds me of that, except right. 70 years old.
So we got confirmation here, 925. I believe 925 here. Comcast Business Text Line. He just decoded George Kittle's Instagram
story. Yeah, what's the
story.
Translation?
The translation is, don't walk, get the bag, eat, dog.
Huh.
Well, where's the alien? Well, what's the alien
mean, what's
then?
The alien?
I don't know what the alien means. I don't know. That was a good try, though.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the alien that's going to eat because his skills are out of this world.
Oh, wow.
Or is it E.T. Go Home?
Elliot.
E.T. was...
That's a reference right there.
You know, E.T. scared the living crud out of me when everyone got, like, you know, quarantined.
Oh, when he gets sick?
Scared me to death.
Very sad. Very sad. E.T.
Great ride at Universal Studios, too, when you're on the bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that scene where they're running on the bikes and they're going through the woods, it's all time.
Nick Friedell's going to join us today, 8:30. Nick Friedell, Cousin Nick.
Speaking of E.T.
We'll join us at 8:30.
The bonus title, Shasky.
The bonus title. Have you guys enjoyed the bonus title? Because you're like, he's going to come on here and flex so hard.
This conversation is hurting my soul.
Yeah, it's going to hurt my soul, too, when I get into it with Nick Friedell, because that's what's coming up here. It is a Warriors game day presented by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. More on Hip Tackles, Brandon Ayuk. And we got a little Warriors. But women's hoops has been fire. Your boy Rocco's texting us. Juju last night was special. Love watching Juju Watkins. That was a fun game last night. And a lot going on in the association, including the Rockets winning their ninth game in a row. They're now half game behind the Golden State Warriors. If the Warriors lose today, they'll just be up on the Rockets, courtesy of the tiebreaker. Folks, it's getting real with the Golden State Warriors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.